Ryan, we'll talk some more a bit later. Ryan Hope's with us this morning. Let's cross now to Portland, where Tim Robinson is there for a busy morning for the Torch. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Julian. Yes, a very busy morning for the Torch, a very busy morning for all of us following it. It's just arrived at the bottom of the Portland Bill Lighthouse. That little public car park there is absolutely packed out. We've got soldiers, we've got members of the public, school children, scouts, brownies, an army of police officers, all of the sponsors who'll spend all day sitting in those buses people might have seen yesterday, pumping out music and banging drums, are doing a bit of a warm-up together. They're all dancing and jumping up and down and clapping. But I have to tell you where I am this morning, Julian. We've made our way to the very top of Portland Bill Lighthouse. This is the only place we could manage to broadcast from this morning, because this is where their internet modem is. We have to plug into their internet router, and it's at the top of the lighthouse. So here we are, 130 foot, 41 metres up, with the most incredible vista right across that famous Jurassic coastline and across to the Purbeck, so we can see all of those wonderful little beach huts along Chesil Bay. And what a view down to that. We saw the Olympic torch coming from miles away. We could see that whole convoy coming towards us. I'm told this is the first ever live broadcast from the top of the lighthouse, so we're pretty pleased with that. That's a nice little feather in our cap. And what a view, and what we're going to see this morning, of course, Tom Mules from Weymouth, 16-year-old. A very big moment for him. This is, of course, that sort of big set piece when the torch leaves in the morning. And it's really nice for Portland, this, because, of course, everybody here is a little bit fed up with hearing the sailing events being referred to as the Weymouth part of the Olympics without the word Portland on the end. Of course, it's Weymouth and Portland. So this is nice. Portland's moment in the spotlight here, underneath this spectacular, iconic lighthouse, which is quite terrifying to be sat at the top of. We've come out from... I'm right underneath the light, Julian, which you can see from 25 miles from here. We're sat on the balcony. I've sat down because it's so drafty up here and the fence is a bit low. I'm convinced with a slight gust I'll be hurtling towards the earth and I get a bit of vertigo, so I've planted myself firmly to the floor. But it's a spectacular spot.
Tim, the moment has come for Portland.
We think the moment has come. It's very different to tell. I've just been given some absolutely ancient lighthouse keepers' binoculars, which I'm just using to look down on the big crowd, thronging crowd that have gathered around Pulpit Rock. The torchbearer is down there. He has his torch ready to be lit. At the moment, he's just sort of posing for photographs. It's a spectacular location just to the right of Portland Bill Lighthouse as you look at it from the land. It's difficult to tell entirely when this is going to be lit. We're expecting it in a few moments' time, but of course there's always a big shebang. This sort of first lighting of the torch in the morning is always a big spectacular. It's carried on TV networks all around the world, and this really is Portland's moment in the spotlight. 2 weeks till the opening ceremony of the Olympics, until a little bit of the greatest show on earth in